Is Jerry in by chance?
Yes.
Is this Jerry I'm speaking to?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Jerry, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Good, good. I just wanted to follow up with you here real quick. We actually had extended a finance offer here to the business. It was about 2 weeks ago. It was actually based off some borrowing history you had there with First State Bank. It looks like we got you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you there, see how business was going.
So you mean my business worth about $250,000?
No, I'm referring to the pre-approval we had sent out there for you. It's for some equipment and working capital.
Yeah.
Just wanted to touch base there and see if you had any plans coming up we might be able to help you out with.
No, everything's running, and you know how long I've been here?
We have down 1984, if that might be. That might be right, that might be wrong.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's about right. You've gone through some serious times over there, I'm sure.
Yeah, first thing, quit your job, open up during the lowest time of the year or lowest period when everything was falling out. But that was a good idea. Let's quit the job you had and open up your own. Oh, by the way, have your first child born, and then the next day you open up with no clients.
You had a interesting start there to the business, it sounds like.
It was different.
Okay. Different can be good, though.
No, it was good.
Seems to have worked out for you, that's for sure.
Yeah, it has. So, no, I have no plans on expanding or anything like that. In fact, I have more plans of trying to retire than...
Gotcha. You're going to maybe pass the business on to someone else, or are you just going to look to sell it? What's the plan?
Well, someone else didn't want it.
I gotcha.
Nobody in the family. Dad, I know. My daughter. I got you standing working there. Oh, I don't smell anything. I can understand why. You're always happy, aren't you? Well, yeah, kind of. Anyway, it's inside joke and family all together.
There you go.
My kids are not interested in it. In fact, they're long gone.
Gotcha. Just going to probably liquidate everything?
No, I want to sell the whole thing.
You're
going to
sell
it. My business.
Gotcha.
Business part, I want to keep the property. And that's what I want to do. So
I gotcha.
I don't think I need to buy all new equipment and go in debt, because the stuff runs and that's what matters. And if it runs, the new stuff isn't any better than what I have right now.
I got you.
And when I had stuff drop out and fall apart, I bought new stuff, and that was okay. Pay that off and I'm done. So I really don't have any, I don't have any debt to speak of. That scares people. You mean you don't have a loan? You mean you don't need money? No, this is a business. You get yourself out of that hole, and you don't go back in it. I know that's hard for some people to believe.
It is. Well, sounds like...
I've been that way probably for... let's see. At least 30 years.
Wow.
My son is 38, working on 39 or something like that, somewhere in there. Anyway.
Give or take.
Yeah, give or take a day or two.
There you go. So, when are you looking to sell? When is this something you're looking to do here in the next few months, or you still want to ride it out a few more years?
No, I've been trying to get myself in a position where I can mentally get in the idea to retire. It's it's one of those things. I know you're not in that stage, but if you had a business or you're working in something, you know, I can't leave because, you know, something is going to happen. Well, give it up, because it's not going to matter if you drop dead and then you've already left and had no time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what
true.
Are you going to do anyway? No, I started... by myself, and I've tried doing things. I tried to hire people, and I couldn't find a person.
Mm-hmm.
It was that you go to clinics, and, oh, well, if this happens, and you got to carry this, and you need that, well, good grief. Who am I working for, the guy that I hired or the government?
Yeah.
So I'm not getting anything out of it. And I said, I'll just stay by myself.
Mm-hmm. And you one-man operation over there?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you always been that way, or did you at one point have a crew?
99%. I've hired part-time. I've had one kid that seemed to be interested in it, and he was doing pickup and delivery, and he was in high school, and his mom was a dental assistant. That's how mm-hmm. She said, could you get him interested? I said, well, if he wants to come over here. And anyway, that worked out for a while. I mean, he was doing some pickup and delivery after school and some in the summer and something like that. And, well, you know, it's time. He was ready to move on, and so he moved on. And anyway, I just, you know, once you do it, and then you start looking at all the liability, and, you know, they could end up, if they get hurt, you got liability insurance, but to put a lawsuit, they could end up taking everything you've worked for. And I thought,
yeah,
I really don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
And may not be the person that's working for you. If it was an accident on the road or something, they would want to clean your plow. And okay, fine, you have the business. I don't know what the hell you're going to do, but I'm not working it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do whatever you want with it.
Sure.
But it's one of those deals. But no,
I gotcha.
I've tried that up and down deal quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I appreciate knowing that, oh, you think my credit's good enough that I could take out $250,000 if I wanted it. So that makes me feel good.
Well, you know, it's always an option there for you if you come to find out, you know, there's some opportunity there for the business you were presented with before. It's always something we can look at maybe down the road, but it sounds like you got a good track there for retirement there, as long as you can. You say you want to sell the business but keep the location? Was that the plan?
I own the property, too.
Oh, you own the property? Okay, that makes sense. Well, Jerry, do you have an email there? I could just shoot you my information. Anything does come up, or if you did need maybe some capital to get you through some period between selling and everything.
Oh, no, if I have to need capital, I'm shutting the doors and walking away. I'm too old for that.
I gotcha.
I've been into business. I'm working on about 45 years in the
good
business.
Lord. Wow.
Yeah. Everybody I've started out with except one dentist is still working, and he's working part-time.
Wow.
Everybody else has retired or moved on.
Wow.
So I've got to think of some of the dentists I started when they just started, and they said, I've been at it 20 years or so. I need to start thinking of retirement. I'm thinking, wait a minute here.
Been doing it twice as long.
You got a little 20 years in here. I know I got 38 in this mess.
Wow. That's crazy.
So, wait a minute, what are you thinking about? I think more they're thinking about slowing down a little bit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Not knowing about the business when we started, it said there's more suicides and people going nuts in this business than any other business. Why? Because you got to deal with doctors, patients, and nobody's happy.
Yeah. So you're not dealing with happy people, that's for sure.
No, that was kind of one of the little inside jokes. No, but it is probably one of the most stressful jobs besides somebody defusing an atomic bomb or something. He says it's always pressure, pressure, pressure.
Yeah.
Got to have it. And he says that sort of thing after time builds up on you.
I could see that for sure.
So anyway, until you start, it's like a family after a long time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a family. You don't want to disappoint. And you get to the point you do know some of the patients, and, oh, I can't mess this up. That make me look bad. That's making me look bad. It's going to make the doctor look bad, and then he's going to be really mad. And I like to come back to your office because you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
And you pay me.
Yeah, exactly. He gives you money.
money's the game. So
exactly.
No, I have a different viewpoint, I guess, on business. My brother thought I was crazy when I went around. He said, if you don't like me for any reason, don't use me. He said, you really didn't say that, did you? I said, yes. He said, why? I said, there's enough stress in this. I don't want to be working for somebody that doesn't like me.
Yeah.
And I can't make them happy. I don't need that. They don't need it. Patients don't need it. You get down to four or five people that you know, and, you know, hey, you work from there, and then, oh, yeah, he is a good guy. He does good work. It was all a word-of-mouth thing.
All word-of-mouth. That's the best way to do it.
So, and I'm from here, and I knew a lot of the dentists, so a lot of them tried me out, and, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's like not everybody uses your bank, right?
Correct. Not everybody.
So there you are. I want to go see him. I don't want to see you. Oh, I want to see you, but I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the. I mean, that's just nature.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, I did that, and my brother was just very shocked. I came from Houston and first started down there, and I've got some great experience, a lot of knowledge. In the 5 years we were down there, I worked for some very good people.
And there you go. It's all about who you know.
Well, it was, you know, walking the door. Hey, can you do this? I remember one interview, the job I actually worked at for a long time, instead of I worked for this one guy, and he was not knowing that he was getting a divorce, having an affair, and overextended, and his daughter is leaving to go to Florida, so he had college. And he started cutting, and I was one of the ones to get cut right off the bat. And then all of a sudden, I find out later, he fired everybody just about except one or two people. And he kept the assistant that he's having the affair with.
Jesus.
Oh, and he built a building that he way overextended.
Not the best decision maker.
No, it was all inside family, in-laws and everything, and I thought, you know, that was a blessing I got out of that. And I went worked for an in-house lab for one dentist, and I learned a lot there. And he also taught grad school at the dental school, a couple of courses to people. So he said, you got any questions, just ask.
There you go.
He said when he was in school, he had to do all of his own lab work. So believe me, you don't even make half the mistakes I've made. And if you have a question, please ask.
I believe it.
Don't feel bad. He says, you guys save me and make me look good.
There you go.
That was kind of nice for a dentist to actually say that.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, I met other people, and it worked out well for me. And I worked in a commercial lab, denture lab, which that's what I am.
Yeah.
And he taught all the students lab work at the dental school in Houston. So he built in a guaranteed job security with all these graduates coming out. He knows what he's doing, so they send him all of the work.
Mm-hmm.
So
smart.
About five years of that, you know, he had a pretty good... Plus, he knew he was out of the Air Force, and one of the professors at the Air Force, dentist that taught removable work, he worked with him when he was in the Air Force. So he had that built in.
Wow.
So it was nice when you deal with people like that and you see what's going on and you learn a lot. And
yeah.
You find out simpler is better. Don't make it any more complicated than what it is, because it's complicated enough.
Mm-hmm.
You got variables you have no control over, so make the best of it. You know, it's like driving on a slick road. You step on the brakes, and after that, you have no control as you slide down the road and over the hill.
Yeah, it's true.
And find out there's a cow in the middle of the road, and there's no way to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And the cow's not moving because they're frozen to the road. You know, it's one of those deals.
Yeah.
Going to hit it, like it or not. So 5 years of real good education about dentistry.
There you go. That'll get it done.
That's kind of like you, your first 5 years. I know some people will help you and others will not. You found that out real quick, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
And they said, oh, I'm your best friend. Just ask me anything. Oh, you do all the work, and they got the credit. Wait a minute. That was my client.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been in it. Yeah, I think every job there's something out there that's a little that nobody tells you about.
No.
They give you the, oh, you can do all this, and this will work out. And then, good luck.
Exactly.
So.
All right, Jerry. Well, hey, it was good talking to you here. I wish you luck here on the whole retirement. Hopefully everything goes smooth there. Yeah. If anything does come up, definitely feel free to reach out. Otherwise, probably won't be hearing back from you anytime soon, though.
No, I just had my birthday the other day, so.
There you go.
Saturday, so.
All right, Jerry. Well, have a good one. I
Thank
wish you,
you
luck. Bye.
Bye-bye.